Zara Sagafi, PhD candidate, Management, University of Guelph. This story was co-authored by Christopher Marinangeli. He is a nutrition scientist and regulatory expert with the Center for Regulatory Research and Innovation at Protein Industries Canada, a not-for-profit organization and one of Canada's 5 global innovation clusters. This article is republished from the conversation under a Creative Commons license. Read the original article. The way you see nutrition labels on food packaging is about to change. By 2025, new front-of-package labels will start appearing on grocery store shelves, and by January 2026, they'll be mandatory. Over the past 2 decades, nutrition labeling has evolved into a cornerstone of public health strategies worldwide. Traditional back-of-package labels, which provide comprehensive nutritional details, are often overlooked due to their complexity and placement, making them less effective in guiding consumer choices. Front-of-package labels address this issue by simplifying key nutritional information and positioning it in a more prominent, visible space. This streamlined approach has proven successful in leading consumers toward healthier choices, as research indicates that simplified, visible labels can influence purchasing decisions. Globally, front-of-package systems vary, with some countries employing warning symbols to flag excessive nutrient levels, while others use color-coded, traffic light systems or endorsement icons to promote healthier options. Canadian policy. The Canadian government's new policy requiring front-of-package nutrition symbols aims to guide consumers toward healthier food choices by highlighting foods high in sodium, sugars, or saturated fats. These nutrients are closely linked to chronic conditions such as heart disease, diabetes, and hypertension. Designed for simplicity and consistency, the labels feature a black and white magnifying glass icon. This design's uniformity in size, placement, and bilingual presentation is intended to make it easily recognizable and understandable. Fresh produce, plain dairy products, and raw, single-ingredient meats are exempt from the regulations, acknowledging their inherent nutritional benefits. The policy is intended to promote transparency and improve public health by helping Canadians make more informed food choices. With full implementation set for January 2026, further research and targeted actions such as meetings and correspondence on healthy eating by Health Canada are required to ensure the effectiveness of the policy. Health Canada's development of these front-of-package labels has been shaped by years of research and stakeholder consultations. Since 2016, extensive consumer testing, including focus groups, online surveys, and in-store experiments, has informed decisions regarding the label's design, size, and placement. As a result, the labels have been refined to better meet their goal of providing consumers with clearer, more actionable nutritional information. While the initiative holds promise, several gaps could undermine its overall effectiveness. Varying levels of health literacy may hinder consumers' ability to fully comprehend and act on the front-of-package labels, with some potentially unaware of the health risks associated with flagged nutrients like sodium, sugars, and saturated fats. Additionally, manufacturers face challenges in adhering to new labeling standards, reformulating products to meet healthier benchmarks, and overcoming potential consumer resistance. Addressing these issues requires significant investment in consumer education, alongside targeted support for manufacturers from the Canadian government in form of consultation in adapting to the new requirements. The policy also presents an opportunity to engage consumers more deeply in their health choices. Education campaigns such as community workshops and public health initiatives, and point-of-sale posters that explain the purpose and interpretation of front-of-package labels, can empower consumers to make informed decisions. These campaigns should address disparities in health literacy, ensuring that all Canadians benefit from the initiative regardless of socioeconomic status. Collaborative efforts among government agencies, healthcare providers, and community organizations could amplify these educational initiatives, reaching a wider audience. Industry response. For manufacturers, the introduction of front-of-package labels often triggers efforts to reformulate products, reducing sodium, sugars, or saturated fats to avoid negative labeling. This process frequently involves ingredient substitution, recipe adjustments, or portion size reductions. However, retaining the taste, texture, and overall consumer satisfaction of a product while meeting nutritional targets requires significant innovation. If reformulated products fail to meet consumer expectations, brands risk losing loyalty and market share. The stakes are particularly high for manufacturers whose flagship products are most at risk of being flagged. To overcome these challenges, collaboration with food scientists, ingredient suppliers, and regulatory bodies is essential. Research and development efforts must focus on finding innovative solutions that meet regulatory requirements without sacrificing consumer preferences. Beyond reformulation, compliance with front-of-package labeling requirements presents logistical and financial challenges. Packaging must be redesigned to incorporate the bilingual, standardized labels, often at significant cost. Smaller manufacturers with limited resources may find these changes particularly burdensome. Updating supply chains to include new packaging materials and ensuring consistent application across product lines add further complexity. In addition to these financial and operational pressures, reformulation may affect production processes and shelf life, necessitating further adjustments. Potential impact. Despite these challenges, front-of-package labeling has the potential to drive significant change within the food industry. By prioritizing healthier formulations, companies can gain a competitive advantage, particularly as consumer demand for health-conscious products grows. Over time, this shift could lead to broader industry trends, pushing manufacturers toward greater transparency and accountability in their product offerings. However, these positive outcomes require supportive policies. Tax incentives, subsidies for reformulation, and clear regulatory guidance can help ease the financial and operational burdens faced by manufacturers, particularly smaller businesses. While front-of-package labeling shows promise in promoting healthier choices and encouraging innovation, its long-term impact remains to be fully understood. Key areas for future research include examining how manufacturers prioritize reformulation, tracking changes in nutrient composition over time, and analyzing consumer behavior in response to labeled products. Studies that link front-of-package labels to dietary intake and health outcomes could provide a comprehensive view of their effectiveness in achieving public health goals.